Hi, this is a question for patient Martin N. Dolo, M-A-R-T-I-N-D-N-D-O-L-O. This is a question for Martin N. Dolo, M-A-R-T-I-N-D-O-L-O. Date of birth is 6/24/1971, and date of service 1/26/2023. Patient Martin
N. Dolo presents to the advanced end care as a new patient. He was referred by his chiropractor to help evaluate. He reports that about 2.5 years ago, he fell at the work of a stone which was 3 feet high, and that occurred in 2020. And when he fell, he hit the concrete, and he did not go for any checkup, but he kept working. Second accident happened when he fell at home in January 2022 on a wet floor at home. And these two accidents, he thinks, are the reason for his stone in the back. When he stands for too long, or especially when he comes home, the pain is worse. The location of the pain in the lower back is around 10, mid back is 7, neck pain is 5. The patient denies any radiation of pain to the arm or the leg or involvement of the finger or toes at all. These pains are present almost continuously, and then they are described as throbbing, shooting, swelling, sharp, tickling, and heart burning, aching, and they vary in intensity from 6 to 10. The ADLs are a factor 6. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending and standing and improved by lying down. The patient has had no X-rays, no MRI or CT scan or urgent care visit or ER visit. He denies any numbness, tingling, pain, needle anywhere. Denies any body weakness. It denies any blood involvement. Last week, my patient has been using chiropractic treatment for the last 1 year, 10 to 12 visits at least, and there is a slight improvement, and physical therapy he has not done, no medication. He has done some medication, but no injection or surgical treatment. In the system review, all are negative.
Past surgical history, none. Allergies, none.
Family history, mother is alive, she suffers from hypertension. Current employment status is fully employed at this time. Is does work. Disability none, legal history none, and then personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. He has sleep problem, but denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, mood, depression, self-worth problem, concentration problem, or anxiety problem.
Regarding the ADL, patient has reported that his work is affected, and general activity, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate are affected. Nine. The
mood and
in a detailed description
of the ADL, patient has also listed.
He reports that running is affected, 8, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinet, ability to lift dinner plates are affected, 7, doing the laundry, standing and walking are affected, 6.
Physical examination, the blood pressure is 174 over 92 pulses, 65 pulse ox, 100. Height is 6 feet, weight is 198, respiratory rate is
17.
This is a 51-year-old African-American male of a great height, great build,
and drink nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Hydration is good, and attitude is good, demeanor is good, and there is no acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain cases. And patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive device. And the study exam will be from the temperature, including the neurological examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of the left trapezius muscle and with several trigger points. Also, the paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5 has a severe spasm. And his sacroiliac joint is non-tangled. And the most of the pain is between L1 to L5. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal from temperate. Spine tenderness is present only in L1 to L5. And no muscle spasm are present, but there is no trigger point. Hypertonicity 1+. The range of motion, cervical spine range of motion is forward flexion is 60, extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not found painful. The manual is to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerma test is negative. The destruction test was negative. Sotoval test negative, myelopathy signs negative. In the thoracic spine, Rose test, lung test was positive. In the lumbar spine, Bergman's Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was found positive, Plagal test negative, Kemp test positive, the disc sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distension test is negative, favor test is negative, Gosselin test is negative. Examination of extremities is all completely normal. Please use the template. All normal. Diagnosis. VH9.2 XST in general, 79.891. I-51, F-41.1, CNS, nerves and 79.2, muscles and 60.9, 62.8, nerves and 54.0. And then in the cervical spine, the cervical spine is 54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4 XXA. In the thoracic spine, is 54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.808, S23.3 XXA. And then lumbar spine, there is M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. So the plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template also. The second is oral and physical therapy. To continue at two times. One week, if approved by the insurance company.
he can go visit a
chiropractor also.
Medication wise, we provided naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory levels 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder, flexible 10 milligrams 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, and water and gel 3% for topical pain relief. Narcotic cough pain medication, Tramadol 100 milligrams at night, 30 tablets are provided for the relief. The patient has been ordered as an MRI and number spine, and the reports are as follows. There is a bundle, this is a L3 report, and then there is a bundle to the staff. There is a bundle for L5, and then bring the bundle to the staff. L5, that's when there is a bundle to the bundle to the staff. In the cervical spine, there is a bulging disc of C4 and C5, and there is a hernia disc of C5 and C6, and a bulging disc of C6 and C7. Based on this finding, patient was in two or only options for physical therapy to chiropractor, acupuncture, stretching of the neck, yoga meditation, and neck exercises. To medication is also at the price of physical epidural and lumbar epidural injections that will bring him relief. The patient will be seen again soon, and we will discuss these options again. And based on patient's acceptance, we'll move forward with the appropriate treatment. Thank you.